I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado lawmakers have advanced a bill to remove autopsy reports involving minors from public documents currently available under the Colorado Open Records Act. The Colorado Coroners Association pushed for the bill, saying the release of detailed autopsies on youth creates unneeded agony for grieving families. Opponents included Colorado press organizations. They say the bill chips away at the Records Act and will hamper reporting on suspicious youth deaths, government child protection programs, and holding elected coroners accountable. The Democratic-led House voted 63-2 today to send the bill to the GOP-led Senate, which will consider minor amendments before sending it on to Governor John Hickenlooper. Conservation groups have reached an agreement with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. As Ray Ellen Bichelle reports, it's about the fate of a rare bird whose largest populations are in Colorado.
The Gunnison sage grouse sounds like a pot of bubbling soup. And it looks like a miniature turkey that tried to dress up for Mardi Gras. But Todd Tusey says an animal doesn't have to look pretty or sound serious to earn federal protections.
The Endangered Species Act doesn't say it is the policy of this government that we are going to protect the most beautiful, dynamic creatures out there.
It also protects the funny-looking ones. Tusey is a lawyer with Advocates for the West. It's one of the plaintiffs suing the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for labeling the Gunnison sage grouse threatened rather than endangered. Those parties came to a legal kind of truce. The lawsuit is now on hold, and Fish and Wildlife has 30 months to come up with a plan for how to protect the bird. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
And this is 91.5 KRCC News.